Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
For a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers out there, all my hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my mail persons out there, my mailmen and my mail women out there, making sure y'all get y'all mail and packages on time too. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well, all my local funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Appreciate you kicking your Thursday off with your boy. Hope you all are having a great start to your Thursday. And we are that much closer to the weekend, and we are that much closer to the Falcons' first preseason game, y'all. It is almost here. It's going down tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your flagship station for Atlanta Falcons football. So that'll be fun coming up. Obviously, we got a little bit of a change up to the pregame show. Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson going to be giving you the pregame festivities. Going to be your pregame show throughout the season. So they'll be coming up at 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then, obviously, Wes Durham, Dave Archer going to give you all the action starting at 7 o'clock. And on the postgame show, it's going to be Mike Johnson and Grant McCauley. So Grant McCauley, not only Braves insider, but now going to be Falcons postgame show host as well. So excited for that as the Falcons season gets going. And as far as what happened yesterday during Falcons practice, we're about to get into that because they didn't have a regular practice yesterday. They actually had a scrimmage for a lot of the guys who weren't going to be seeing preseason action. We know Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman, they're going to get to play on Friday. We'll also see James Pierce Jr. play on Friday. It does seem like Jalen Walker is going to play on Friday as well. So good to see. It'd be good to see the young guys on defense. So that'll be exciting to see for sure. We know Michael Penix Jr., Kirk Cousins, they're not going to play. Going to be Easton Stick and Emory Jones getting the nod on Friday for tomorrow for the as far as the Falcons quarterback position goes, which is okay. You know, he ain't really worried about either one of them getting reps. If Michael Penix Jr., and he said this himself too, if Michael Penix Jr. didn't get those three games last year, then you probably would see him play in the preseason this year, at least a little bit. But with him getting those three starts last year, doesn't feel all that necessary, especially with how he was looking in that scrimmage yesterday. He was slaying that thing around. I mean, I'm sure you have seen it by now. If not, you need to go look at it. It's everywhere. All you got to do is look up Michael Penix Jr., see the absolute dime of a throw he made to Rayver McLeod. It was a deep shot and hit Rayver McLeod right in the breadbasket towards the sideline. And, I mean, it was just a beautiful, beautiful throw. I mean, Michael Penix Jr. has an absolute cannon for an arm, throws a beautiful spiral. I mean, he's got amazing, amazing arm talent. So, again, it's just about Michael Penix Jr. putting it all together, and I think he will. And from what he's shown as far as the last three games of the season last year and what he's shown in practice so far during training camp this season, I have all the faith in the world in Michael Penix Jr. in this offense. And seeing the scrimmage yesterday and seeing the highlights of the scrimmage yesterday, it only boosted and reinsured me as far as having confidence in Michael Penix Jr. But again, the defense made some plays too. I know the first throw that Kirk Cousins threw was a pick six by Leonard Floyd, so that was a thing. But look, this defense is going to be a lot better too. I think it's going to be much improved as far as run defense, pass rush, all of it. I think it's going to be much more improved. I think Jesse Bates will be not the only guy getting interceptions for us this season on defense. So I have, again, we're all optimistic about all of our teams before the season starts, but I think there should be some real, real hype about what the Atlanta Falcons are doing and what they're cooking up here as far as the season goes. We are going to let you hear here in a couple of minutes from a few different Falcons. Caleb McGarry was really had some really fun things to say on Andy and Randy. So we'll let you hear from that. Also, Billy Bowman Jr., Xavier Watts talked to the media yesterday. Caleb McGarry also talked to the media yesterday along with joining Andy and Randy. So we'll let you hear a little bit from those gentlemen in a few minutes. But do want to give you first some other kind of takeaways, headlines, storylines as far as Falcons practice goes and their scrimmage goes from yesterday. Obviously, we covered one of the big main highlights, and that was Michael Penix Jr. again just throwing an absolute dot down the sideline to Rayver McLeod. So that was good to see. And the reason the Falcons, again, I told you, had a scrimmage yesterday the way Raheem Morris described it, it was a way to get the starters, quote, high-level reps since they won't be appearing in the team's, again, preseason game tomorrow against the Lions. Again, Edge, Jalen Walker, Xavier Watts will play. James Pierce Jr. will play. Billy Bowman Jr. will play. So we'll see a lot of the young guys on defense. And that'll be good. As far as who Penix had as receivers was, Penix, by the way, went 18-28 from scrimmage yesterday during that 11-on-11 and scrimmage play. Penix's receivers, London, Kyle Pitts, Casey Washington continues to make plays too. And then the Falcons put out, you know, a nice little throw that Michael Penix made to Casey Washington. And Casey Washington, again, continuing to make his case as far as where he should be on this wide receiver depth chart. Again, it's a good problem to have because right now it's seeming like the Falcons are fairly deep at a wide receiver because it's looking like Casey Washington is going to be a guy who can really, really contribute to this team when you need him to. And again, when Darnell Mooney comes back, obviously he's going to be that dude. But Casey Washington is proven to be a very good option for the Falcons at wide receiver as well as he continues to kind of fill in for that Darnell Mooney role. And he is taking advantage of the opportunity he is getting right now. So Penix receivers again, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Casey Washington, Ray McLeod, Bijan was his running back as well. David Sills continues to get good reps with the second team along with Chris Blair and DJ Chark and Dylan Drummond. So there you go. Easton Stick and Emory Jones both got some reps yesterday as far as them getting ready for the preseason, the first preseason game tomorrow. Billy Bowman and Mike Ford both did get reps with the ones as a nickel. James Pierce Jr. got some reps with the ones as well. DeMarco Hellum's got some run with the one. So, again, still kind of putting guys in and out and seeing how they do with that first team. And as battle still going on here as far as Falcons training camp goes, as far as who's going to be that safety next to Jesse Bates, who's going to be that starting nickel corner when you talk about Billy Bowman, when you talk about D. Alford, when you talk about Mike Ford and those guys. So that is still working itself out as far as that competition goes, as well as the safety competition. Caden Ellis continues to look good. He got his hands on a Michael Penix Jr. pass that was meant for Pitts and linebacker Divine Diablo, who Raheem Morris, just to give you a quick tidbit on Divine Diablo, Raheem Morris described him as a, quote, an avatar, nearly intercepted it. So, again, defense out here making plays, too. We know the offense has been able to make plays, but the defense has made a fair share amount of plays, too. So that makes you feel good. Again, we talked about this throughout training camp. We'll continue to talk about it. What you really want is the offense and the defense going back and forth as far as who's making plays and things of that nature. And that's been the case so far through Falcons training camp. So I feel like that is a good sign. Braylon Trice, a guy you'll hear on the morning shift coming up at 7 o'clock. Be here for that. We know we've expected a lot out of him last season, obviously until he unfortunately tore his ACL in last year's first preseason game against the Miami Dolphins. He got some reps with the ones on the edge yesterday, so good to see him get some reps with the ones as well. I would have to anticipate that he maybe could also be a guy that's going to play on Friday, but we'll see. Haven't heard any word on that. Younghoe Koo, as far as the kicking competition goes, looks like, again, he is starting to kind of pull away with that competition. He was 6 of 7 on field goals, only missing one from 60 yards, so you can't be too mad at that. Kicker Lenny Craig actually did not kick yesterday. And again, it's the feel is that Koo has kind of won that competition if there was one, which I think there was, but it feels like Younghoe Koo has kind of run away with that competition a little bit. So those are really the biggest takeaways and highlights and news and kind of stories through Falcons practice yesterday. And obviously we'll continue to keep you up to date. The next time we'll be back out there as far as the radio station goes, we'll be next week. We'll be out there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week as well. Continue to give you a wall-to-wall training camp action here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There also was a little bit of news on Troy Anderson. He is on schedule as far as when he is supposed to return. So he shouldn't miss any more time than expected. Again, not sure if he'll be ready for the season when it comes to that, but he is going to be ready to go as far as, you know, he's on schedule as far as what his initial return is supposed to be. So that is good news. JD Bertrand is not going to play as far as the preseason game goes. He's going to be out. He was out of practice yesterday as well. Storm Norton dealing with a lower body injury, but he is kind of managing it. So nothing to be too shocked about there. But you got to remember, Storm Norton is the Falcons swing tackle. So it is at least noteworthy to mention that he is dealing with a, again, lower body injury. But Raheem Morris did say that he is managing it. So that is some news for you there, as well as far as the Falcons injury front goes when it comes to, again, linebacker JD Bertrand. He's not going to play in the preseason game tomorrow. He was out of practice yesterday. And then Storm Norton dealing with the lower body injury. Jalen Walker, again, he's going to play tomorrow. He was a full participant in practice yesterday. And Xavier Watt's going to play as well, along with James Pierce Jr. So definitely excited to see the young guys. If you watch anything on as far as the Falcons preseason game goes, you definitely want to keep an eye on that defense, because you're going to be watching a lot of what the future is going to look like as far as that Falcons defense goes. Real quick, before we head to break here, do want to give some congratulations, as there were some updates and to personnel and coaching staff yesterday made by the Atlanta Falcons. So some new hires, some promotions. James McClintock was promoted to area scout. Cammy Pasqualoni was promoted to personnel and coaching assistant, and then Kevin Wiseman was promoted to football administration and personnel assistant. So congratulations to those. There are a bunch of others that I won't bore you with, but those are at least the promotions that I wanted to give a shout out and a congratulations to. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will let you hear from Caleb McGarry, Billy Bowman Jr., Xavier Watts, as they spoke to the media. And Caleb McGarry caught up with Andy and Randy yesterday as well, and they all had good things to say. Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman Jr., excited to get in some game action tomorrow. And Caleb McGarry, he's a fan of running the ball. We'll say that much. We'll let you hear about all that coming up next year on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. You download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Once you got it downloaded, then you want to find the radio station, search for it, obviously 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it, and do the same thing with all the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Follow them, subscribe to them. Obviously, my show, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, the shows on the weekend, too, the great shows on the weekend, From the Diamond with Grant McCauley, Sam and Greg, all of them. Follow them, subscribe to them. Then you'll be able to get live push notifications about when shows go live, when they have guests on live, when you'll get push notifications about when there's new audio and articles posted to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to the full show. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So, again, make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. We're going to let you hear a little bit from, again, Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman Jr., Caleb McGarry, as they all spoke to the media. And, again, Caleb McGarry had one – he had a few funny things. That was really just a good interview, a feel-good interview between Caleb McGarry and the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. So if you haven't had a chance to hear it, we'll let you, again, hear some cuts from it throughout the rest of the show and including this segment. But if you want to go listen to the full thing, again, either go to odyssey.com or get that free Odyssey app and go – back and listen to it whenever you want. All right, let's first hear from the Rooks, Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman Jr. We're starting with Xavier Watts as, again, we told you last segment, if you're just joining us, that Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman, both expected to play on Friday. Well, actually, I haven't said about Billy Bowman. Xavier Watts, definitely Raheem Morris confirmed he's going to play. He also confirmed Jalen Walker is going to play. I think he confirmed as well James Pierce Jr. is going to play. But I actually haven't heard word on Billy Bowman. He's been getting a lot of reps with the one, so it could be a situation where he doesn't maybe get playing time or maybe doesn't start or whatever the case may be. But Xavier Watts is definitely going to play, and he talked about being prepared for tomorrow's game despite missing some time.
Yeah, I still feel ready to go. I mean, all the work I still done through our little break throughout the summer still is preparing me for Friday. I was still getting good work, even though I missed a couple of days or whatnot. But, you know, condition is still good. Still been in the playbook learning stuff, so still ready to go.
Still ready to go. And, look, that is good. It'll be good for Xavier Watson, all these young guys that are going to get time to get some live reps and see the game in live action and just be able to experience what it's like when, you know, the bullets are live, as a lot of these guys say. So, I excited for the fans to at least be able to see guys like Xavier Watts for sure, Jalen Walker for sure, James Pierce Jr., and those guys. So, it'll be exciting to see the rooks, including Xavier Watts. And, again, it'll be a look into the future as far as what this Falcons defense, an idea of what this Falcons defense is going to look like. Obviously, you know, between now and the next couple of years, these guys are going to get better and all those things. But still, be a nice look into the future for us Falcons fans. And continuing on with Xavier Watts, he definitely has one of the best teammates, mentors, one of the best guys to pick his brain when you talk about having Jesse Bates next to his side. And you hope maybe that is a duo, a tandem, a safety tandem that you get to see at least for a few years here in the ATL. And Xavier Watts talked about being able to learn from Jesse Bates.
Right. Now, it's been awesome just being around him and the rest of the guys as well. But Jesse specifically is just, you know, he's a veteran guy. He's all pro, best safety in the NFL. So, I mean, it's just awesome just being around him every day, seeing how he works, seeing how he learns, and just picking up on certain things that he does.
I mean, again, there at this point in time, it feels like there's no better guy to learn from when you talk about how to carry yourself as a pro, what you should be doing on and off the field, how you should study, how you should watch film, all the things that come with being a pro and a good pro, an all-pro, a pro bowler like Jesse Bates is. There's nobody better, it feels like, to learn from than one Jesse Bates. So Xavier Watts being able to learn from him is huge for Xavier Watts, because we talk about building habits. He is going to build all the right habits with a Jesse Bates on his side. Jesse Bates is going to be able to tell him what he, again, should and should be doing, how he should be taking care of his body, what he should be eating, how he should be watching film, all the things that you probably are curious about and have questions about as a rookie. Jesse Bates will be able to tell Xavier Watts what he should be doing, and you know he's going to point him in the right direction. So you feel really good about that. And you know Xavier Watts, he's got all the talent, and as far as being able to learn the NFL game and be a pro, I mean, he's in great hands with Jesse Bates. So you definitely feel good about that. All right, let's transition over to Billy Bowman Jr. It is the Hometown Take, by the way, if you're just joining us, if you're just hopping in your car. Good morning. If you're making your morning commuter on the way to the gym, we are letting you hear from a couple of Falcons here this morning. A couple of guys that spoke yesterday. Just let you hear from Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman. We're about to let you hear from Billy Bowman Jr. Also, Caleb McGarry spent some time talking to the media and with Andy and Randy yesterday. But Billy Bowman Jr., we know this Jeff Ulbrich defense. We've been hearing it a lot, and you're going to continue to hear it a lot as the season goes on. This Jeff Ulbrich defense is an attack-style defense. Remember that phrase, attack-style defense, because that's what you're going to hear a lot this season when you refer to Jeff Ulbrich's defense. And Billy Bowman Jr. yesterday was talking about how he fits into Jeff Ulbrich's attack-style defense.
First, I would say my mindset, my style of play. A guy who wants to get to the ball fast, a guy who wants to go make plays, be the first one to the ball and, you know, make that big hit, that big catch, interception, whatever it is. But I think his defense, you know, is very complex, allows us to do a lot of things, whether that's just, you know, being underneath the defender and shoot gaps, blitz off the edge, blitz in the B gap at times, you know, play man. So it's very versatile, and, you know, I love that, being able to do everything.
That's another word that you need to watch out for that Billy Bowman Jr. said during that soundbite. Versatile. Versatility. Because that is a key to being in Jeff Ulbrich's defense, too. You got to be versatile. You got to be able to do multiple things. And that's why I'm excited to see Billy Bowman Jr., too, because he is going to be able to, as you heard him say, he's obviously going to be playing that nickel spot, playing corner. He's also going to be able to blitz as a corner. Put his nose in the thick of it a little bit as well, too. So I'm really excited to see Billy Bowman, because remember we talked about this when training camp first started. Billy Bowman Jr. was the first guy. I won't say the first guy. Let me phrase it differently. Billy Bowman Jr. was the first rookie to get reps with the ones. He was the first rookie to be on that number one field. So Billy Bowman Jr. is obviously a guy that the Falcons are very high on. I think we all are very high on him as Falcons fans. And he has the best shot out of, when you talk about all the rookies, and obviously James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker are going to get reps And when you talk about defensive line, we know that's more of a thing about who – it's more about snap percentage and how many snaps you're getting more than actual who's starting and who's not. That doesn't necessarily matter. It's more about, again, who's getting the most line share of the snaps, who's getting the snaps on third downs and things of that nature. But when it comes to playing corner, you're out there. And if you're starting, that means you are the guy. And if so, if we see Billy Bowman Jr. at that nickel spot starting, and, you know, we'll see once the Falcons' first depth chart comes out, we'll see what it looks like. But Billy Bowman Jr., it's seeming like, at least to me, seeming like he's the guy as far as that nickel corner right now. And again, you know, he still got D. Alford, you know, guys like Mike Ford, but it seems like Billy Bowman Jr. maybe has started to take that job by the horns a little bit. So, again, really excited to see how he continues to progress and what he's able to do in his rookie campaign with the Falcons, because he will be an impact player and he will be a guy the Falcons are definitely relying upon. All right, let's switch gears. Let's move over to the offense. This has been something that we all have talked about. It has been a narrative and has been a concern for some of you Falcons fans. And it's a legitimate concern, but I want to let you hear Caleb McGarry talk about Michael Penix Jr. being left-handed and if at all that changes his job. Because, again, we all have been hearing the narrative and hearing the, again, kind of worries from Falcons fans and some Falcons media talking about, oh, Caleb McGarry is protecting Michael Penix Jr.'s blind side now. Well, it's a little more complicated than that. It's not as cut and dry as Michael Penix Jr. is always going to have his back to Caleb McGarry. There's more nuance to it than that. And Caleb McGarry talked about that a little bit and talked about, again, if his job changes at all now that Michael Penix Jr. is a starting QB and he is a lefty.
No, my job was to not give up sacks before, and it's still not. That's the boring answer. Will his back be to me a little more often? Maybe. Honestly, I doubt it. Shotgun and a shotgun offense, if you have to read the field at all, you're going to pivot. So he's going to be turned towards me. He's going to be turned away from me. Honestly, the biggest deal is to just make sure I am in good position as often as I can be for as long as I can be.
So, again, you heard Caleb there. Will Michael Penix Jr.'s back be to Caleb McGarry a little bit more? Maybe, but not that much. Is his job going to change at all? No. He's not. His job, like you said, is to not give up sacks. And that's what he'll continue to do. Try to do is not give up sacks. So, and with Michael Penix Jr., the way he's going to be able to move around, it's not going to be that big of a deal, y'all. I think once the season gets started, and again, I understand the initial thought of, oh, my gosh, Michael Penix Jr. is a lefty. Caleb McGarry's on the blind side now. And I know Caleb McGarry has his struggles with certain pass rushers, especially guys that are quick off the ball like the T.J. Watts of the world and guys of that nature. But he's going to be fine. Michael Penix Jr., again, being a little bit more mobile, that's going to help. And again, like you heard Caleb McGarry say, in a shotgun offense, and they're not going to be in shotgun all the time. They're not going to exclusively be in shotgun. But in an offense where they're going to be in shotgun a lot, it's not going to be as big of a thing as some people may think. We are going to let you hear Caleb McGarry, a very funny soundbite about him, talking about wanting to have Zach Robinson always call run plays, but we're going to let you hear that on the other side as well. And we're also going to get into some other NFL headlines. Jerry Jones still talking about Micah Parsons. He's not very confident that he could play in the preseason opener, and apparently he thought a handshake deal was in place between him and Micah. Yeah, I don't know why he would have thought that, but we'll let you hear Jerry Jones talk about that, and we'll get to some other NFL headlines here on the other side. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. And we'll be right back here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yep.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. We are just a day away from the Falcons' first preseason game. Can you believe it? We got preseason action tonight, by the way. We got some preseason games around the NFL. I know the Eagles, which, again, I know there are false narratives going around on this radio station. Just because my girlfriend is a Eagles fan doesn't mean I am. It's a false narrative. I'm a diehard Falcons fan. Just so you know, got to put that out there because, you know, other people will say otherwise. But the Eagles do take on the Bengals tonight in Lincoln Financial Field. Ravens and Colts will play tonight. They've had some practices. They were going at it. They had a big, big fight. What was it, yesterday, I believe it was? Seahawks and Raiders also play tonight as well. So those are three preseason games for you tonight. We'll have three preseason games tomorrow, Falcons and Lions. Panthers and Browns. Shedeur Sanders will get the start, by the way, for the Cleveland Browns tomorrow in their first preseason game. Patriots Commanders, they also had a big fight as well. Such a big fight that Mike Vrabel jumped in there. He got a little bit of a bloody cheek, but he was like, hey, you should see the other guy. I don't know. You know, that's a thing. But those will be the three preseason games on Friday. Saturday, you got a slew of preseason games. You got Bills, Giants, Vikings, Texans, Jaguars, Steelers, Rams, Cowboys, Buccaneers, Titans, Packers, Jets, Chiefs, Cardinals, Broncos, 49ers, And then on Sunday, you got Bears, Dolphins, and Saints and Chargers. So you got nothing but football the rest of the week. So it'll be fun to see some of those games. Again, some of these games obviously will be a little sleepy because they're preseason. Some of them will be interesting to watch because, again, like the Browns, that will be interesting to watch to see Shadur and the rest of those quarterbacks play it out. And then some of these other ones will be good to see as well, too. I know some of the starters are going to be playing in preseason. The Bengals, they're going to play their starters as they try to get to out to a faster start. We know over the past couple of years, they've been kind of known for starting slow and then getting hot towards the end of the season. That's what happened last year and the year before that, it seems like. So they're going to play their starters in the preseason to try and hopefully get out to a faster start during once the regular season actually does start. And there are a few more teams where they're going to be playing starters as well. But before we go back into some national NFL news and headlines, I do want to come back to the Atlanta Falcons here. And I do want to let you hear from Caleb McGarry. There was one question yesterday where he completely ran with, and it was so, so funny as he joined the midday show with Andy and Randy yesterday. And they were talking about him always, you know, wanting Zach Robinson to call run plays. And, I mean, man, it was a funny back and forth here. Take a listen.
You're asking the most biased person in our offense probably that question. I'm just going to level with you.
Why are you the most biased, you think?
Because there is no situation that I don't think we should run the ball in.
Right.
Third and long, run it, man. Give me wide zone right, wide zone left. I don't care. Give me a gap scheme.
Right.
Run that bad boy. You know, we can do it. Football is a organic team game of strategy, right? No matter how much I want to run the ball, there are times it's better not to.
Right.
You know, whether I like it or not. And just you got to be able to do it all.
Hey, you heard him. He's ready to F and run it. He said, run that bad boy. We can do it third and long. He doesn't care. Run the ball. And obviously he was joking a little bit. You know, part of him was obviously a little serious in that. But, no, he knows, you know, obviously you heard him say that towards the end of the cut. You got to be able to do it all. And this Falcons offense looks like they'll be set up to do it all as well. So that was good stuff from Caleb McGarry on Andy and Randy. Again, if you missed that interview, you can go listen to it in its entirety on Odyssey.com or download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone or your smart devices to take a listen to the entire thing. But no, there are going to be, and there are, not just going to be, but there are high expectations for this Falcons team that they have put on themselves and that obviously local and national media has put on them as well. And we've heard plenty of times, and Tyler Allgeier said it with Dukes and Bell yesterday, they are obviously striving to be the best offense in the league, and they know the expectation is playoffs. So hopefully they can live up to set expectations, and hopefully they can be one of the top offenses in the league. And if all goes right, and I feel like if all goes like it's supposed to, why can't we be? We should have a great running game, a two-headed running game with Tyler Allgeier, Bijan Robinson, obviously. The passing game has looked good. Michael Penix Jr. has been throwing dot after dot after deep bomb after diamond in practice, including yesterday. And this defense seems like, again, we heard Bijan Robinson talk about it yesterday. His defense has a new attitude to it, has a new swagger, a new cachet to it. James Pierce Jr. is bringing an edge to it. And we know this Falcons offense has got an edge to it with Matthew Bergeron and Drake London. So it just feels like this team is different. It feels like this team is going to hit different this year. So really excited about what this Falcons team is going to be. And, again, it's all getting started tomorrow with the first preseason game of the year. Again, most of the offense, or pretty much all the offensive starters are not going to play. But we'll see some of the young guys on defense. Again, Jalen Walker is going to play. Xavier Watts is going to play. James Pierce Jr. is going to play. I'm not 1,000% sure on Billy Bowman Jr. Haven't got official confirmation on him because, again, he has been getting, like we talked about last segment, a lot of reps with the ones. So could be a scenario where he doesn't play, but wouldn't be shocked if he does play too. So we shall see. But excited to just take in some Falcons football tomorrow. That'll be all good. And, again, you can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. Pregame going to start at 5 o'clock with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. West Durham, Dave Archer, bringing you all the action at 7 o'clock. And then postgame show is going to be Mike Johnson, and Grant McCauley. And then the Falcons flyover, shout out to our guy Turtle. He is hosting the Falcons flyover this year. So shout out to Turtle. He'll be taking all your calls, getting all your reactions, and giving his own reactions on the Falcons flyover this year after every single Atlanta Falcons broadcast. Okay, let's get into some national NFL headlines, because there was a few things going down around the Shield yesterday. And this one I tease, that's Jerry Jones, as he continues to talk to the media. And, you know, again, sometimes I think Jerry just shares a little too much. But he was talking about how he wasn't confident that Micah Parsons was going to play in the Cowboys opener. And remember, they play in the NFL regular season opener against the Eagles on that Thursday. And he's not confident that Micah's going to be there to play. Obviously, Micah's waiting on a new deal, and it's going to be interesting to see. But I want to let you hear from Jerry Jones, because he was talking about how, if you know the story, let me start it like this. If you know the story about how this whole contract dispute kind of got started, so Jerry Jones and this is him trying to be sneaky and kind of trying to backdoor a deal without getting Micah's agent involved, which, again, I don't think is a good way of doing business, but it is what it is. He had a closed-door meeting with just Micah Parsons without Micah's representation, without his agent, and they were talking contracts, and it basically sounds like Jerry threw something out there, a number and a contract of sorts, a rough kind of contract out there. And Micah said, you know, okay, that sounds good. And so in Jerry Jones's mind, he thought the deal was done. And apparently it was some sort of handshake agreement for Jerry Jones. And so he was talking yesterday about handshake agreements and things of that nature. And we'll let you hear from Jerry Jones in a second. But look, I mean, he should have known that the agent was still going to be involved, and that I don't know why he would have thought that Micah was just going to, you know, oh, yeah, we had a handshake agreement, you know, hey, my agent, we're just going to do this. Like, no, I don't know why he thought that was going to fly. But here's Jerry Jones talking about handshake agreements.
I bought the Dallas Cowboys with a handshake. Took about 30 seconds, and I gave the number, shook hands. The details we worked out later. As a matter of fact, one of the details involved a lot of money, and we had to flip a coin over that. But the fundamental, I'm buying, and you're going to sell it to me for that range, that's done. And those are done with eye contact and handshake. There is no question that in the case of a player contract, you have to have it in writing. All parties do. We have a contract in writing, yet we're still talking about renegotiating it. So much for that.
Again, it's like, come on, Jerry. Really? We ain't in the 19 whatevers when you could go off handshake agreements, my boy. You just said you got to have contracts in writing. And you tried to do a handshake agreement with Micah Parsons without his agent there. How did you think that was going to go, Jerry? Come on, man. I know you might be a little bit older. But I'm not gonna say Jerry Jones is a dumb man. He ain't stupid. You knew that wasn't gonna fly. I know you wanted it to fly, but you knew it wasn't gonna fly, Jerry. Come on, man. So that to me was just like you tried to pull the wool over maybe Micah Parsons in the agent's eyes, and you tried to pull a fast one. But these NFL players are smart too. They know what they're doing. Okay. I also do want to let you hear, it is Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. We got a couple of minutes left. I also do want to let you hear from Roger Goodell, because we know, we talked about the story yesterday, that the NFL has sold the rights and given the rights to ESPN when it comes to NFL Red Zone. ESPN now owns NFL Network, Red Zone, and all those things. And in exchange, the NFL has a 10% stake now, equity stake in ESPN. So Roger Goodell was talking about, you know, the future of
red zone, NFL red zone, and things of that nature, because a lot of people, you know, kind of upset by this because they think ESPN is going to screw NFL red zone up. But Roger Goodell was kind of talking about this and talking about how, you know, he kind of wants the future red zone and how he kind of wants to be a kind of a college football type of a broadcast feel to it. So here's Roger Goodell talking about the future of NFL red zone.
ESPN purchased the red zone name, and they will be able to utilize that for other sports, college football and other things. And I think that could be an exciting thing for our fans also to see a red zone maybe in college football or other sports. That's something that they now own and have the ability to do that. But as far as red zone, NFL red zone, there won't be any changes for our fans.
Okay, so that might ease you a little bit. You know, it doesn't seem like they're going to change anything or switch things up too much, and you might even be getting a college football red zone, which I think would be interesting and would be pretty cool, honestly. You know, we love NFL red zone. I'm sure you put the same thing in college football. Why wouldn't you love a college football red zone? So I think that would be pretty interesting as well. So we shall see how that all works out. But that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in on a Thursday morning. The morning shift coming up next. They're back in studio. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack. They are ready to hop in the studio and entertain you for the next 3 hours. I'll be back to talk to you tomorrow on a Friday as we'll continue to get you ready for the Falcons' first preseason game of the year against the Detroit Lions tomorrow. Until then, the morning shift coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.